Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Laurie Wyman, starring Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Fett. Whatever job you hold, there's always that ghastly day when your employer tells you he's reviewed your past year's work and decided to send you on a training course. This means either that you've been marked down for promotion in the near future, or you've made such a pig's breakfast of your job in the last 12 months, he's sending you on a course as a sort of last-ditch chance. As an employer, the senior service is no exception to this rule. But when the Royal Navy is represented by Captain Tovey, and the employee selected for the course is the first lieutenant of HMS Southbridge, Mr. Murray, well, the victim may as well resign his commission now and save time.
Me? You want me, Captain Tovey? You want me to go on this course and rush about over rough ground and undergo special training with all those young chaps?
I do, Lieutenant. It is to be a refresher course.
Is it? Well, it may refresh them, but it'll probably finish me.
Then we shall just have to take that risk, shan't we?
There must be somebody else you could send, sir.
Only myself, Lieutenant Murray.
But I am a married man.
Oh.
Heather?
I'm very flattered, Stephen, but the answer is no. And in any case, we couldn't get the band published in time.
No. No, wait a minute.
Forget it, number one. You are going on this course.
May I ask when, sir?
Immediately, number one. Immediately?
Well, in that case, I'd better get back to the ship and pack my...
You won't need them.
What about my...
You won't need them either.
Oh, surely I can't go without my
spare supplies.
Well, even so, I've still got to go and do...
That's been arranged.
There is one thing. You could plead ill health and ask for a medical examination.
Of course, there's that.
Well...
Right, I demand a medical examination.
That's not necessary. You'll be given one when you get there.
I will.
What for?
To make sure you're strong enough to last out the course.
I've been set up. That's what it is. I've been set up.
Not yet, number one. But you will be by the time you have finished the course.
Oh, I gather. Why pick on me, sir?
Because amongst other things, number one, this course is designed to brush up discipline. Every officer has to go on a refresher course from time to time. I remember when I was the first lieutenant and I had to. I was in my early 20s at the time.
Really, sir? Oh, wasn't that the time when all the girls were called flappers and wore long beads and did the Charleston?
Not the early 20s, my early 20s.
That must be about the same time.
That's what she does. Mike,
well, don't appeal to me, sir. I've yet to have enough troubles of my own.
Oh, you have, number one, you have. And the sooner you get off the Faithton, the better it will be.
I can't go like this, sir. I'm just with the clothes I'm standing up in.
Oh, yes, you can. A special combat dress will be provided.
Combat dress? Who am I fighting?
Well, apparently me at the moment. And you're losing. So, get a move on or you'll be late. Transport is waiting at the main gate.
I haven't even got a razor.
On this course, you won't have time to shave.
But, you know, Stephen, I think you might look quite nice with a beard.
Then, Jason, if he hangs about here much longer, you can watch it grow.
I don't think I'll bother.
I don't blame you. Right, off you go, Lieutenant Murray. Mr. Phillips will take over as acting number one in your absence.
And you needn't worry about that either.
I shall personally keep a keen eye on his efficiency. And if he makes so much as one mistake...
You're picking us off one by one, aren't you? You're trying to split us up. That's what you're trying to do.
Divide and conquer, number one. Divide and conquer.
Charming.
Yes, well, even a month's time, Lieutenant Murray.
I shall look forward to that.
And don't forget to send us a pretty postcard from Portland Bill, will you?
No, of course not, sir. And I shall take that in order and charge it to expenses, including the cost of the stamp.
You know, Van Chasen, I don't think he wants to go.
any story, sir? Mr. Phillips, sir? What can you see, sir?
What sort of thunder got
to... Keep on interrupting, Percy.
Interrupting? Yes. Well, Mr. Phillips, sir, it's no good you keeping your peepholes glued to those binoculars if you don't tell Percy what you've been.
I say.
Yes?
Yes. Ah. That's a new one.
What is, sir?
Hmm?
Mr. Phillips, sir, what's happening?
It looks very much as if they're going off the deep end.
Oh, blimey. There's going to be a bust up.
Yeah. Several.
Here, where are you putting those glasses? Mr. Phillips, you're supposed to be watching Captain Povey's office, not the Wren swimming pool.
Oh, sorry, pardon, but be fair. If you had the binoculars and you had the choice, which would you choose?
Yes, but sir!
I mean, for a start, Captain Povey doesn't wear a bikini or prance about in his... I wish I hadn't thought of that.
So do all, sir. Now, look, sir, could you drag yourself away from your bird watching and concentrate on what's happening to Lieutenant Murray and Captain Povey's office?
Now, didn't I tell you? Number one left ages ago. He went straight to the main gate.
That's it. He's under arrest. They've shoved him in the nick.
You know, if that one in the blue and pink keeps bouncing up and down on the end of the springboard like that, she'll be all pink and no blue.
Mr. Phillips, will you put those, what the butler called, gawping glasses down?
Spoils, sport.
Spoils, sport? Mark my word. There's a dirty great dollop of disciplinary dodgy doodah flying about and hanging over our heads. Yeah, just like the sword of Damocles.
You mean Damocles?
Yes, his as well. You know what, sir? We're going to cop the lot. Be warned, sir. Be warned. I know how they work. Chatham will at least expect it. They'll sneak up behind us with the shackles in their hands, clap us in chains, and whip us onto the convict ship before you can say Botany Bay.
You're exaggerating. They wouldn't do such...
Hello, you, sir.
Not guilty, sir.
On all counts.
It was a false into it, sir. It was the officer.
No, it wasn't. It was the men.
Well, there were faults on both sides, but more on his side than mine.
Relax, you chaps. It's only me, whoever I am.
You're Commander Bell, sir. You're the ship's captain.
Am I really? Well, you know about these things, of course. Everything under control, is it?
Oh, not exactly, sir, no.
No, I didn't think it would be. I think it was till I got here, wasn't it? Still, you can't win them all, can you? One now and then would break the monotony, but there it is. Yeah, have you heard? Number one, habit. My word, I wouldn't be in his shoes. Well, it's hardly likely, is it? I've got a pair of my own. I've got a pair of my own, haven't I? Oh, yeah. Yes, I have. I'm wearing them. Finished the bottoms of my trousers off nicely, don't I?
Well, Commander Bell, sir, please, what's happened? Where's Mr. Murray?
Oh, didn't I tell you?
No, sir, you didn't.
Well, that's life. Right. Anything else you want to know while I'm here? Let's face it, I may never find my way back up here to the bridge again. This is the bridge, I take it.
Yes, sir, it is. And what happened to Lieutenant Murray?
Well, I was just going to tell you that when you interrupted, old man. He's gone.
Gone?
Yeah, gone.
Gone where?
He's gone off. Some sailor or whatever he was brought this telegram doings or whatever it's called to my cabin thing.
That's a signal, sir.
You know it all, don't you? Have you ever thought of joining the Navy at all? We need chaps like you. where was I? Oh, don't bother, I've got it. This telegram thing. Now, number one's gone on a 4-week course, you see. Should have gone myself, really, but they didn't ask me. Well, let's face it, they wouldn't, would they, eh? Not after what happened the last time I went on. Well, my word, what a mess. They sent me on a cross-country ride on a motorbike. Can you imagine it? Yes, you can, can't you? Vroom, vroom. Off I went, straight through a hedge, 3 times round the field, trying to find a way out. Ever seen a cow trying to climb a tree? Oh, it's an impressive sight. Nearly made it, too. I'd have stopped to help it, but you know how it is. I mean, let's face it, I couldn't, could I, anyway? My word, I did not go. Oh, crash, bang, through a gate to a farmyard, loose head, pigs can't fly, that one. So did I. Straight through the chicken run, leaving 14 Rhode Island Reds with a short back and side. You should have seen the feathers. I thought I'd driven through a pillow factory. Still, all good things come to an end. Vroom, whoosh, whoop. Straight to a haystack. And guess who found the needle, eh? Right in the haystack. Was there anything else you wanted at all?
Not really.
Oh, fair enough. Oh, air. Yes. You'll be acting as number one while the other chaps are away.
Who, me? Number one?
Yeah, you. If there's anything you want, you know where to find me. I should be hanging about next to wherever I happen to be standing at the time. So, just get me to say something and follow my voice until there I am, you see. That's what I always do. Never fail. Good morning. Is it really? The watch must have stopped.
Acting number one at last, eh? Oh, well. I
suppose it was the obvious choice.
Tell me. Old bell cut off, rattle off.
That will do.
Chief Petty Officer, please.
We'll have a little respect when we're referring to Command the Bell. Understood?
Please,
stand to attention when you're addressing an officer.
Now, look, Mr. Phillips.
My name is Sir.
Yes, but
silence. You, number one, is on the bridge.
Yes, but, sir, I mean...
Pertwee, I shan't speak again. I'm not the man to stand for insubordination. Now, what is it you wish to say?
Well, You're joking! That's what it is, isn't it? It's a joke. You're pulling Pertwee's nose.
Chief Petty Officer, the duties of a number one are hardly the subject for levity. Now, you have my permission to arrange for my personal things to be moved to Lieutenant Murray's cabin.
Move all your gear? But it's not worth it, sir. Mr. Murray will be back in a month.
Possibly. And then again, possibly not. Once the Admiral realizes the efficiency and the discipline I've instilled into the ship's company during my so-called temporary promotion, he'll obviously ask me to take over as number one permanently. I shall graciously accept.
Permission to leave the bridge, sir? There isn't room for the three of us.
Three of us?
Yes, sir. You, me, and your head.
Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, you're asking to be lashed to the masthead.
Yes, sir, I am. And what's more, I'd like to stay there till Mr. Murray comes back.
If by some remote chance Lieutenant Murray is allowed to come back, he'll find a very different ship from the one he left.
Yes, and after his month's course, you may find that we have a very different Mr. Murray.
It's me, Mr. Murray, sir. Your instructing officer is waiting for you in the port, sir.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Sergeant.
Sergeant Poppy, sir. Robbery, sir.
Thanks very much. Do we have to run all the way?
Not running, sir. Mr. Martin, sir. 140 pieces to the minute, which will be maintained throughout the course, sir.
Oh dear.
Look away, sir. After a month, it comes easy, sir.
But I'm only here for a month.
In with respect, sir, I suggest you get cracking and enjoy it while you can, sir. Here we are, sir. In here, sir. These are your quarters, sir. Introducing Lieutenant Bunny, Royal Navy, sir.
Ah, how do you do? I'm Lieutenant Summer of the Royal Marine. Welcome to the number 84 training course.
No, sir, number 85. 84 passed out last week, sir.
Lieutenant Summer, I don't think I'm being inquisitive, but these are my quarters. Where do I sleep? I don't see any bed.
You're welcome, man. It's all stacked away in that cupboard over there.
No, sir, in this cupboard over here, sir.
Good. You'll find it contains all you need. Two bedboards and three blankets.
No, sir. Three bedboards, two blankets. Sir.
Bedboards? I can't sleep on bedboards.
No, sir. Nobody cares. But on this course, you won't get time to try, which is why they're stacked away, sir.
Gee. Well, I suppose at least it gives me plenty of room if I want to put in a table and a chair.
No, sir. No chair. You won't have time to sit down, sir. You'll be standing up studying that there war map, sir.
He means this chair, Warmer.
No, sir, that there, Warmer, sir. This here is a diagram of the work parts of the fire extinguisher, sir.
Well, what's this here? Why should I be studying a war map?
Well, you need to know all about that, here, man. It's the scale map of your commander training course. It's 5.5 miles long.
I'm looking for it.
Contains 26 cavalry.
27.
With traversing machine gun fire.
6-9.
Velvet grenades.
Thunder freshet.
And you'll be doing it twice a day.
Three times.
Oh, that's sir!
Yes, sir, you can say right turn, sir. How do you do it, sir? Yes.
Now, just a minute. You mean I've got to go over this course 3 times every day?
Yes, up, once in, and once out again, sir.
That'll leave me out at the far end of the course.
Correct, sir. That's why you don't need no bed, sir.
This is ridiculous. This isn't a refresher course. It's a survival test.
Correct again, sir. But we don't call it that. Otherwise, you wouldn't get no volunteers to come on it.
I didn't volunteer. I was sent. Oh, boy, I am not the proper clothes for a commando training course. I wasn't allowed to bring anything with me.
All take care of, sir. There's a new combat dress hanging up in that there cupboard for you, sir.
You see, that's the hell point, sir, man. This is a new type of combat dress made out of a new kind of fabric.
Don't burn it, don't tear it, won't wrinkle or crease. Keeps you warm in the winter and dry in the summer. Don't stain or soil and can't be got at by moth, sir.
Thank you, Sergeant. My very word. So you see, we're not
testing you out, we're merely testing out this new uniform. If it comes through the test, they'll probably equip the hell of the Royal Navy with it. It will cost the Ministry of Defense nearly £1 million.
Gee, that makes me the first £1 million guinea pig.
Not the first, sir. No, you're the fourth. We've already worn out three of them.
A three suits?
No, sir. Three officers, sir. Suits, skin, and spirit new, sir.
Yes, it's wearing splendidly. Not so much as a buttonhole. So yours will be the last bet at it. We're going to have you doing everything. And if it survives that, the Whitehall boys will put it into production. So come along, old man. Get changed into it and let's get cracking.
Summer, you seem extremely enthusiastic about all this.
He would be, sir. His father owns the factory. What's going to make him, sir? Great, sir. As soon as you're ready, sir.
Oi. Oi, don't think. Here, careful what you're doing with that wall tapping. That's why I'm scrubbing the deck, not watching CPO Percy's house hat.
Mark my words. Any more water on each deck, and the plates will shrink, the rivets will drop out, and we'll end up with a mini frigate 8 foot long.
Look, don't argue. It's direct orders from His Majesty Lord High Admiral, Pride of the Fleet, Acting Number One, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips.
Who? Big Ed.
Oh, him. Yes, him. You know what he says? He wants the deck planking scrubbed until the wood is gleaming white.
But this deck isn't wooden, it's metal.
I told him that, but he said he didn't want any feeble excuses. Well, come on, get scrubbing.
But why should I have to do it? Why can't one of the common, ordinary ratings like Johnson do it?
That's how it's busy. He's been detailed off to iron all the signal flags.
Iron the signal flags? What for?
Because when our Acting Number One threw his customary morning signal, public and infinite expects this day that every man shall do his duty. He swore blind one of them wasn't fluttering right.
If I had my way, I'd change that signal to every man this day is expected to do the dirty on Sub-Lieutenant Phillips.
Yes, Lord, a ruder version, but I couldn't find a flag for the word I wanted.
Proper tyrant, that's what he is. You know, he threatened to give poor old Fatwell 14 lashes yesterday.
14 lashes? What for?
Breathing out when Mr. Phillips was passing. He reckoned Fatwell had taken the shine off one of his buttons.
Good luck. Well, never mind, mate. Our temporary Acting Number One's month of glory is almost over. Mr. Murray's due back for me to school tomorrow. And I, for one, will welcome him with open arms.
Aye.
So will I, for two.
Now, below there, you lazy, skulking wharf rat.
Turn on the back, you mutinous dog. I'll have you saved within an inch of your life. Keel-hauled and shot from the mouth of the cannon.
But would you point it towards the purple dead that I could do with a point?
Keep the officer at me. Cap on. Drop 6 months' pay for insubordination to an incredibly superior officer. Cap on, dismiss.
Yes, but, sir, I don't know.
Silence. And you go, see, get on with your scrubbing.
I finished, sir.
No, you haven't. I want old newspapers spread all over this wet deck. And Admiral and Captain Purvey are due on board in a minute.
What's the matter, Captain Bligh, sir? Don't you want the Admiral old Thundergut to get their tootsies, Dad?
Bother their tootsies. I don't want their dirty boots standing all over my clean deck.
But hard luck, sir. We're too late. They're here,
eh? What, where? Oh, look. Is my cap on straight? Am I standing to attention? If I am, should I be?
Oh, do get out of my way, some of you. I'm the blasted admiral, not you. So show off out of it. Tell me, you old fool. Where are you?
Right behind you, sir.
What's this blasted boat sinking?
Silly, up.
Then what's the bright blue blistering bell bottoms and all this water doing sloshing about all over the deck?
My feet are soaked.
I'll make inquiries, sir.
Never mind I'm making inquiries, Toby. Mop it up.
But what
with?
I haven't got.
Oh, use anything. Use your hat. Right, you, Blondie, who are you?
Sub-Lieutenant Phillips, sir. Welcome aboard my ship.
Your ship? What have you done? Bought it?
No, sir. He hasn't actually bought it yet. But he hasn't half been asking for it lately.
Oh, do stop waffling on, all of you, and let me get a word in. Toby, where's that secretary of yours?
I'm right beside you, sir.
My word, you certainly are, aren't you? And a bit of all right beside me at that. Where's that twit, Toby?
He's over there, sir. Mopping up the deck with his hat, sir.
Creeping ivy, so he is. Toby!
There isn't it, sir. There's only one puddle left, sir. But if you want to walk over it, I'll lay my jacket down, sir.
makes you sick, doesn't it? Right, young woman, get your notebook out and tell me what the hell I'm doing aboard this heap.
Well, according to your instructions, sir, you and Captain Posey have come aboard Troutbridge to sail round to Portland with Mr. Merivale, the Director of Naval Extension.
Oh, Lord, that old skinflint.
Once you're all there, you're due to watch the final demonstration of the new combat uniform they're testing out over a special assault force.
I see.
If you and Mr. Merivale are both satisfied that the new synthetic material stood up to the test, fresh uniforms will be issued throughout the Royal Navy.
And I understand, sir, that you want Troutbridge to put to sea.
Well, unless you've got some method of taking her there by road. How else are you going to get her to Portland? Perishing poop decks. Am I surrounded by idiots?
You call, sir. Jumping on now, sir. Just bringing my cap on, sir. Get nearly dry.
Oh, do shut your cake hole, Povey. Shove your soggy hat on your head and tell this fair-headed idiot to get the ship underway. We'll be late.
No, just a minute, sir. Give me time to get ashore, sir.
Get ashore? Certainly not. You're coming with us. You've got to. You're the only one who knows what I'm supposed to be doing. And where I'm supposed to be doing it.
Well, what about your flag lieutenant, sir? He ought to know.
Don't be potty, woman. He doesn't even know where I am now. He's probably roaring up and down every ship in the dockyard calling, sir, sir, peekaboo, sir. Looking for me. Now, for pity's sake, let's get to sea and run to Portland before he finds me.
Left hand down a bit and stop engines.
Left hand down a bit and stop engines, wherever we are this time it is, sir.
What do you mean, wherever we are? This is Portland.
How you say, sir. But are you sure this time, sir? So far we've parked at Port Isaac, Port Lou, Port Scavo and Port Reef. But, in fact, the only one we've missed so far is the Portobello Road.
Simple mistake, Bradley. It could have happened to anyone.
As you've said, sir, each time some passing fisherman told you you'd dropped another one.
Well, we're definitely right this time. This is Portland.
How do you know, sir?
I recognize it from a colored postcard I sent to Mater when I went on a coach tour to Blackpool.
Blackpool? But that's 250 miles from here.
I know. The coach driver took the wrong turning and got lost.
You weren't on a chance helping him with his map reading, were you, sir?
Well, yes, I was, actually. How did you know?
Oh, just a wild guess, sir. Coupled with a lifetime of being dumped in the wrong place as a result of your dodgy navigation.
That'll do, Bradley. I've warned you before. Any more insubordination, I shall have to take serious action. Chief Petty Officers have been flogged in the past, you know.
Really, sir? How much for?
Bradley, I shan't warn you again.
No, sir, you won't, because you haven't got the time, sir. Admiral's party coming up on the bridge now, sir.
Oh, look. I mean, stand me to attention. That is, course of the salute there.
We've got here at last, have we? But next time I want to go on a round Britain rally, I'll fill up an entry form.
Sorry, sir. Faulty compass.
What was wrong with it?
He couldn't read it.
Well, fair enough. As long as we know. Now then, Merivale, how do you think the test of this new combat uniform has gone up to now?
I'll be frank, Admiral, I'm impressed.
By George, I'm impressed.
From the report so far, this new uniform is going to be worth every penny of the $2 million the government are going to spend on it.
$2 million? But I thought it was only going to cost $1 million.
Oh, yes, well, that's just making the uniform. The other million is needed to cover the cost of the extra civil servants who will need to issue it.
Only $1 million for them?
Well, there is a squeeze on, you know.
My home, there always is. Cake, hold, Povey. Do let someone else get a word in. Now, young woman, what's next?
Well, according to your notes, sir, we have to drop a rope ladder over the side.
Rope ladder? What for?
The officer is doing a test. He has to complete the 5¾-mile assault course, then jump into a rubber dinghy, paddle his way out to Crosby, climb up the rope ladder, and present himself to the Admiral and Mr. Merivale so that they can examine his uniform.
The blazes with his uniform. If he's done all that, we should examine his head. Who is this hero, anyway?
He's one of my officers, actually, sir.
Renshaw, make a note that it was I who recommended him, will you?
He's for this ship, actually, sir. Lieutenant Murray.
From this ship? Well, if the fool's got any sense, he'll be glad to get back.
We'll all be glad to have him back, sir. With one obvious exception.
Coming back? He can't come back now. I was doing so well. Who needs him? He can't take all this away from me. I was enjoying it.
Well, you may have been, Mr. Phillips, sir, but we weren't.
Boy,
faces.
Don't look now, but I think our wandering boy has returned.
Hey? Well, don't hang about. There's some idiot in a rubber dinghy at your back door. Get him aboard.
Right away, sir. It'll be a pleasure, sir.
Hello, Mr. Murray, sir. Welcome home. One rope ladder on its way down, sir.
No, no, wait. Not here. I'm right underneath it. You can throw it down now.
Yeah! What place is this going on?
Certainly, what have you done? Well, nothing at all, sir. Mr. Murray suddenly decided to abandon his dinghy and swim the last little bit.
What?
Not to worry, sir. One damp and saturated first lieutenant climbing up the rope ladder now, sir. He won't be very much... Ooh, wrench chase and turn your back.
Ooh, I would have been
like that, sir. Ooh, would I have been boarded by King Neptune or is Mr. Murray wearing a beard and then a little ill?
Heavens to Betsy, he's nearly starkers.
Hello, you chap.
Mr. Murray, sir. Quick, take my jacket and cover your confusion.
What for?
You need it, sir. Your beard hasn't grown long enough yet.
We're all chats together, and I've still got my
under...
Hello, Stephen.
My jacket, sir.
Thanks very much.
Lieutenant Murray, I demand an explanation. What have you done with that combat uniform you were wearing? The Admiral and Mr. Merivale are supposed to inspect it.
Well, that's a jolly good eyesight, sir. It just dissolved.
Dissolved? You must be joking. The state my accounts are in just now, you've got to be.
No, I'm afraid not, sir. The moment I was knocked into the sea, that combat suit just sort of... melted. The material must be affected by salt water.
Oh, marvelous. Marvelous. £2 million gone for a burden. Typical, of course, naval uniforms that are instantly destroyed by salt water. Last time it was an aircraft carrier made of a metal that wouldn't float.
£2 million, sir, but the uniforms really go to cost £1 million.
Oh, don't haggle. We've allocated the other £1 million to the civil service already. We'll never get that back. Now I'll have to find something else for them to issue. Right, that's it. Project cancelled. Let's go home.
Aye, aye, Mr. Merivale, sir.
Go ahead, sir. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that I've just been through a month of sheer unadulterated hell for nothing?
That's right. And they've wasted 6 hours of my time, too.
And mine, sir.
Who cares? Now, come on, Merivale. You can take us all down to the wardroom and spend some of that £1 million you've just knocked off and buy us all a drink.
Well, I'd be delighted, Admiral, but I don't seem to have brought my petty cash vouchers with me, sir.
Oh, do shut up. Hey, you, Murray, before you join us, you'd better have a game of put and take.
Put and take, sir?
Yeah, put some clothes on and take that beard off. I never gave you permission to grow it in the first place. I'm not going to have a face full of soggy seaweed putting the mockers on my noggin.
I haven't yet agreed to the expenditure of cash of purely social.
Oh, do shut your cake hole, Merivale. Now then, Renchason, how are you enjoying service life?
And what's your phone number?